Weiter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin, picking up on the top of the page. I think seven lines down, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines. First one in line, Amar Rava. Rava says, Kafso amazed by Rava. Let's say someone ties someone up and the person dies because of hunger. What's the din? Pater. Says Rashi, Debishal Shekafsu in Kandavar Ariga. At the time that he tied him up, there's nothing there that's killing the person. Rav Bamei Love, that's something that comes on its own. V'holech v'chazek la'achizman kol shav v'lo dami le'tamtim b'mayim u'ba'or da'horeg mizuman. It's not similar to holding a person underwater or in the fire, which is like, it's right there. V'amar Rava, Rava says further, Kafsu b'cham of a mace, if somebody goes and holds somebody out in the sun, the person dies because of being stuck in the sun, but sedum base or in the cold and dies in the cold, chayev, then he's going to be chayev. Because that's something which is going to happen more on an immediate basis. It's sitting right there and it's happening. So, chamalavo, well, let's say eventually the sun's going to come. Rashi says, klama imloi, sasham chamav vishah shakav. So, there's no sun at the time he tied him up. Avasof lavo, it's going to eventually come. Kan vizeh, lo yocholamod, vesofo lamos, he's going to eventually die, he's putter. Shalohaya Horig Mizuman La Riga Vigarma Vigrama, who is called Grama, Vain Dino Marsa the Bazin El Shamaim. That's a din Shamaim din, right? It's the case. Says Gemara Sof Cham Lavo, Sof Tin Lavo, same idea. Then Potter, this person is going to be off the hook. That is the Grama. Vamarava. Kfaso Lefne Ari, if you tie him up in front of a lion, Rashi says, the Inami, Loya Kafus Lo Haya Yochalatsi Osman Ari, the cooler can see it on my Rava. Okay, we're going to see this. Let's read it through. Then Potter, person is going to be Potter because he's going to die anyway if there's a lion over there. Lefne Yatushin, you're tying him in front of Yatushin like mosquito or something like that, the Chayav, then person is going to be Chayav because he could have, you know, killed him up, or he could have killed him and got out of it. But then if you tied him up, he's stuck. So it's your fault. Rav Ashi, I feel if nei Yitushin, not me Potter, even if I'm Yitushin, I'm going to be Potter. Hani Azli, Vahani Asu, because those that were there, when at the time he tied him up, went away, and new ones came and killed him, and therefore it wasn't there at the time that he did it. So therefore, he's going to be Potter. Yitmar, Kafal of Gigas, let's see someone turn the barrel on somebody, and he died from being lack of air. Rashi Zemisba, he died because he got suffocated. Upara la maziva, or let's say he opened up plaster of a roof on a sleeping person and he ended up getting sick because it rashes vizayoshe and vinichna sasham had seen the cold came. Potter shahorig ba lacherzman, because the thing that killed him came only after time. Back at the Gemara, Rav Rabbi Zera, Chadam Rechayev, one says you're going to be Chayev, Chadam Repotter, the other one says you're going to be Potter. This time, the Rava who damer Potter. It makes sense to say that Rava is the one who says you're going to be Potter. Damer Rava, Rava says, Kvasu means by Rava, if someone tied up a person and they die from hunger, the person is going to be Potter. Says Rashi that, right, like we saw before, Potter, because it came after a certain time. In fact, the Rabbi just the opposite. This time, the Rabbi Zeru who damer Potter. It makes sense to say that Rabbi Zeru says that you're going to be Potter. Damer Rabbi Zeru, hi man, da'ayli lechavi bebeisa d'sheisha. If you have a person who brings his friend into a marble room, which there's no air, it's just a stone biyoser, it's closed off, ain't hevel or. Vaner yochel, let's say, so you know, nothing's able to leave from it. Va'adlikli shragin, a little light in there, umes person dies, chayiv is going to be chayiv, because he messed up the air over there, and therefore the person died because of that. Taima, da'adlikli shraga. The reason why he's chayiv is because he lit a lamp. Fire. Hello, adlikli shraga, hello. But if he hadn't done that, then not. That's just umes behevel, peiv, and died from his own, you know, from his own carbon dioxide that he exhaled. The dumya the kafa love gigas papata. It's like the barrel that he ends up dying. So in the case of turning over the barrel, when he didn't light the lamp, Rav Zera would say that he's not going to be chayv to be killed. So I'm really sad. Hasam lo shraga lo maschil havla. There, in reference to someone who's stuck in the marble room without having the fire there, so the bad air wouldn't come about. Beep, turn the page. Ayin zayin beis b'shaita. Oh, sorry. It wouldn't come about b'shaita at the time that he is put in there, right? That is, that the amount of bad air immediately created by his breathing is not enough in reference to the air that's there. And therefore, the thing that's going to kill him is not there at the time that it happens. Therefore, it's going to be putter. Halcha b'lo shraga nami maschahava b'shaita. But in the barrel, even without the lamp, you know, messing up the air, it starts from the very moment that he's put in there. Because it's a very small room area. And therefore, it starts to build immediately. Rashi says, miyad, b'shas kfiya, mas chavach kecholi, v'chazin, it gets stronger and stronger. And that person is going to be chayef. Simen sulam tris simonim b'kosel. Amar Rava, dachvo labor. If somebody pushes someone else into a pit, okay, not very nice. V'sulam abor, and there's a ladder in the pit that he can get out. Uba'ach v'sulka, someone else comes and removes the ladder, right? That is kodem nifiloso shel zeh, potter. Before the guy actually falls in, he's going to be potter. V'afilu hu kodem v'silka, or even if he went ahead and removed the ladder himself, potter is going to be chayev. The be'idna d'shadi yochalalasu, because when he threw them into the pit, he was able to get out. Just want to clarify that. What I said before, it's, in other words, you have Bob pushes someone into a pit, and then Dave comes along and removes the ladder before Bob could go and use it, not before he's even pushed in there. Or let's say I feel who called him himself, or even Bob goes to remove, it's going to be potter. At the time you're thrown in, he can get out, and now removing the ladder is only considered grama. Says Rashi, potter the chia mishum siluk lo matzis lechiyuve. The grama ba'almo, it's just grama. V'amar Rava, zar chetzam shot an arrow, utris biyado, and the person had a tris, had a shield, like trisim in Israel, these things you block the light with, like shields. Someone else came and took away the shield. I feel who called him and told him, even he himself ran over and pulled the shield away from the person. He ran quick and grabbed it. And what's going to be then? At the time he shot it, it was going to be stopped. And there was medicine in his hand. That he could have used in order to save himself after getting hit with the arrow. It's just a refuaso. Biyado shel haruk. Ba'achar pizan. Someone else comes and they scatter the medicine. It can't be used. So I feel who called him a pizan. Even he himself, the one who shot the arrow, went ahead and scattered it all. Pater, the be'idin de shadavei yachal israpasavu. The time when he did it, he was able to go ahead and he could save himself. Amar Vashi, hilka chafilu samana b'shuk. Even if there are medicine in the marketplace that he can go buy, then the one who shot it is not going to be chayav for him dying. Meaning he's not going to be killed for it. Obviously, you're not allowed to do this and be the Shema to hear of him. Amalei Rav Acha b'Yedu Rav Le Rav Ashi Nizdamnu Lo Samanim. Let's say when the arrow was shot, the medicines weren't there, but then medicine popped up, you know, after the fact, and he could use them to heal himself. Now, what's going to be the din? Because at the time that he did it, he wasn't able to be saved, right? Wasn't available for the person's chayav to be saved. Right now, he has opportunity to save himself. He's off the hook. Amalei said, Hari Yatsu Mibizin Zakai. This person left the court Zakai, like innocent, since before he's actually brought to court, there's something that came about to save him that could be used. Rashi says, Klomer, hol v'kodem amdu bedin matzu l'zchus in lan l'chayv, he can't be mechayv anymore. V'amar Rav, hazar k'tzor b'kodem, if someone threw a stone at a wall, v'chazal l'chayv v'hagar, and it bounced off and it goes and he kills somebody, chayv, the person is going to be chayv, the one who threw it. Right, we're talking about a case. What's the case here? Says Rashi that Zork Sorbakosel Vinniskavein Laharogas Chaveru. He actually had in mind to go out to do what? Niskavin. Sorry, take out the vav. The Bach says Niskavin Laharogas Chaveru. Vizork Tzor Vehika Bakosel Bakoch Vechazem Mikocho Lacharei Lacharea Vehargu Chayev Dehonam Mikocho. This guy had in mind to go. Bob wants to kill Dave, so he throws the rock at the wall to bounce off to kill him. He's going to be chayav for that because it's his koach. The Tana Tuna, and we also learned this in the Mishnah, or learned this in the Tana taught in the Breisach, go to Elu HaMesachkin B'Kador Shehargu. In the case of those who killed someone while playing ball, right? And this is, again, talking about a case. Then what would they do? The type of game, says Rashi, Regilinti Nokos Lahakos HaKador B'Kosa B'Koch. They throw this, there's one guy playing would throw the ball against the wall, and the other person would catch it, and then try to go and hit it. He would catch the ball and then try to hit the thrower with it. We used to play this game. I think it was called like suicide. The thrower would throw the ball against the wall so hard that he could run away before a guy ends up getting the ball. So when Elam Basak becomes a hargu, Bermazin Nahargan. If they did this intentionally, then they go and they are killed. Bishogi Golan, if they did it unintentionally, then they go to Gullus. Bishogi Golan, Pshita, says Gemara. You're telling us they Bishogi, they go to Gullus? Pshita, obviously they go to Gullus. All right, what's the question? No, what's necessary to teach is that if they kill them on purpose, then they're going to be killed. That the Hasra is like a, It's a suffix about this death. It's uncertain. Miyamar Dahadra, who says the ball is going to go back and actually kill the person. Meaning you're warning this guy, but he doesn't have the greatest aim to go throw it off the thing and bounce and hit the person. Kamash Malah, therefore, comes to tell you that no, even in this case, it's going to go back and it would kill the person. Therefore, he's going to be chayev. This is not called a suffix. This is enough of a straw that the person threw with such intention that it could be killing. Therefore, he's going to be, he's going to be chayev for such a thing. Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Kamid Rabbi Avo. Tachlifa from Marava, which is Eretz Yisrael. He taught this in front of Avo. Could go Elo Masachim Mekadosh Hargu. In the case of those who killed while playing ball, Toch Arba Amos Pater. If the one who ended up getting killed was within Dalat Almas of the wall when it happened, then the person is going to be Pater, right? Means he's not going to have to go the Gullus. And Rashi explains that we're talking about over here where it's unintentional, which you'd go to Gullus, but you don't go. Chutzai ma'amos, chayev. But if it's outside of it, you're going to be chayev. Amrli Ravina Ravashi, hechidami. What's the case that we're dealing? Either Karnichale, Elunathor wanted to go like as far as it went, right? This is Shetachso Yoser. Ooh, we have a Vav here. Second is Logarsina. Okay. Well, if the one who's throwing it wanted the ball to go where it did, then I feel portanami that even if it hit someone standing, you know, less than that amount, even less than Dalat Amos, he should have to go to Gullus. Either Lo Nechale, if he didn't want the ball to go as far as it did, right? And even if it hit somebody longer than that, more than 4 Amos, still, he shouldn't have to go to Gullus. Right? Rashi's Yosef and Dalat Amos, Lipater, Velo Neskaima, Machshavto, Da Amar Mar, we say in Makos, Vasha Lotzida, Pratam is scavin lizuk shtayim bizarik dalid. He had a kavanah to throw 2 and end up going 4. Alma kivin delo nichale. Then Israel, you don't want to go there. Therefore, it's not going to apply in such a case. Right? You're not chayiv to go to Gauls for a unintentional murder unless this thing that came from something that you had planned to go and do. Right? So you intended to throw a stone 2 amos and it went 4 amos and it killed someone. He's not going to have to go to Gauls. For the Gemara, Amalei, no. Stam is hachkim b'kador. Generally speaking, when you play with this game, with this ball game, kama da'ayli tfei minach nichalei. The closer they come, the happier they are, the more they want it. That is, when I throw the ball against the wall, you then catch the ball and throw it at me. So what I do is I throw the ball against the wall. I want to throw it as hard as I can, that it gets far away enough that I can go and run further away. If it comes closer, that's not good. I don't want to be happening over here, right? So therefore, it could be understood that they don't want the ball to go less than Dalat Amos. Lememra. So what's coming out of here is that kill someone bouncing the ball off the wall is a court-imposed punishment. It's based off the idea that if one throws something against the surface, it continues because of his koch, even after the fact. Let me to say, the kahai gavna, kochahu, in such an instance, this is called his own koch, right? It says, chazur l'orche, because of chashav l'u koch. Kocho, it's considered his own koch, or a minu. Hold on, I'll show you a contradiction from Mishnah and Para. Hameka, the Mishnah is talking about preparing the mechatos, which is used in order to go ahead, someone who's tummy mace, right? This is a paraduma. And you have the spring water and ashes of the paraduma, and that's called, what we're saying, a mekadesh. So if one was being mekadesh, he was adding ashes to the paraduma, the whole mixture of a nafal kiddush al yado, all outside, and the ashes fell on his hand or on the side of the bowl that was holding the water. V'achach nachval l'shokas. Then it fell into the trough. That's where where all the water is. Then pusle. That mixture is going to be no good. And the reason is that when the ashes bounced off his hand at the side of the trough, they were no longer kocho. It wasn't his own koch. And it has to be your own koch. But it goes against the thing we said before, that when he throws the ball against the wall, it's still considered kocho. Says Gemara, what are we talking about? Bishosei. So we're talking about a case where the ashes were dripping into the water. They didn't rebound with a lot of force, but they just kind of like hit off it, stopped, and then fell in. And therefore, that's not considered kocho. Therefore, it's no good because it has to be kocho. Toshima, oy, 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 oy. Let's try again. If you have a needle, it's a tame needle we're talking about over here, and it's tame mace, and you have to spritz this whole mixture of the paraduma on it to make it pure. So you have machet shayin nesuna alacheres. It was put on a piece of pottery. Vehisa aleha, and you sprinkle the water on it. Safek ala machet hiza, and it's unclear whether or not he sprinkled it directly on the needle. Safek alacheres hiza who meets all that. It's safek if it went on the actual piece of pottery and then it bounced onto it. Has also psula. This is a puzzle. It's going to be puzzle. Aye, but you said it's considered kocho. After the Gemara. It said matzah, you found it as opposed to mitzah, right? That it was, because I said before, right? Safek alacheres hiza umitzah aleh, right? And it splurted onto it, or it's matzah, you found it as opposed to it actually going out and being spritzed onto it. Amar papa, hi man de kafse lechavre. There's a guy who tied up his friend. Vaska le bitka damaya, and he brought about was Rashi says hifna es meruta samayim alav. He caused this water to come over him, and he ended up getting killed from it. Right, there was this like type of dam, made a hole in it, and that water came over him, killed him. Gire didehu, it's considered his arrow, and da'umachayev, the person is going to be chayev. You remove something that wouldn't have gone otherwise, it's your arrow. Umachayev. Hani mi lebekoch rishon. These is only talking about where the water that killed him was koch rishon. The water that came right away from when it gushed out, as she says, kishepina lehem derech letzad zeh miyad denofel alav tavikocho. Ava bekoch sheni, gerama ba'almu. But if it's koch sheni, it's just considered like gerama. Therefore, he's going to be pater. Rashi so kach sheni shenichu racho kitzas. Falona falam ayim yad, but say some migidru sehem alav. It didn't come right away on him. Elul acher mikan holchu ala makom shug sham and gramahu falam akocha. And therefore, he's going to be pater. V'yamarav papa zark tzor lemailav. Someone threw a stone up. Beholchu letzadim and it went to the side. It didn't go straight up. And it went to this fell to the side for hargu and it killed someone. Chayev, the person is going to be Chayev. Amrli Marav Ashila, Papa, my time, why? Hashem Dekochu, must be you're saying, because it's his Koach. Ikochu, that's true. Then Tezel Le'el, it should continue to go up, because that's the way he threw it. His Koach is up, 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 up. I says, like, Klapi Ma'iluzerka, connective, a little sudden. Up, 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 up. Beep, turn the page. Ayin ches v'ilav kochu, but if it's not his koch, that's throwing up. Til l'sachas, it should fall straight down and not to the side. Ela kocha koach kachushu. We have to say that it's his force that's causing the stone, but it's a weak force. Says Rashi, eino kocho chazak ela k'tzas kocho yishkan. V'hai delo azla le'el mishum shekala koach. You throw it up, it goes up, up, up. Gravity starts pulling it down, but since it's going at an angle, it's still from the way that you ended up throwing it. And that's why a person is going to be chayev. Because they end up going to the side a little. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.